Please stay tuned at the end of our liturgy today for a special message for priests from Archbishop Cordeleoni. Now let's pray. Deus in adiutorium meum intente,
Domine ad adiuvantum me festina,
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
11 hours have come and gone, and day has sped to eventide. Let us with eager mind and heart fulfill our debt of song and praise. O Christ, our daily task is done, the work we do in your employ. Now grant to all who tend your vines the gift of glory you have pledged. Bestow your help on all our work, and give us rest when work is done. By wages that you grant us now, endow us for our future gain. O Christ, to you most loving King, and to the Father glory be, one with the Spirit Paraclete, from age to age forevermore. Amen. Day after day I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign, and declare your might, O God, to make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Day after day I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds. To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you to give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him in their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him. The wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name, forever, for ages unending. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor, or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. There is no condemnation now for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has freed you from the law of sin and death. Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
He died to this world of sin and rose in the power of the Spirit
to make of us an offering to God.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Christ died for our sins to make of us an offering to God.
Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo. Quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et genem ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies dimensibus eius. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum sum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abram et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Remember your mercy, Lord, the promise of mercy you made to our fathers. Let us pray to Christ, the source of hope for all who know his name.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, our frail humanity is prone to fall. Strengthen us through your help.
Lord, have mercy.
Left to itself, our nature is inclined to sin. Let your love always restore it to grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, sin offends you, repentance pleases you. Do not punish us in your wrath even when we have sinned.
Lord, have mercy.
You forgave the penitent woman and placed the wandering sheep on your shoulders. Do not deprive us of your mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
By your death on the cross, you opened the gates of heaven. Admit into your kingdom all who hoped in you.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who to safeguard the Catholic faith and to restore all things in Christ, filled Pope Saint Pius X with heavenly wisdom and apostolic fortitude, graciously grant that following his teaching and example, we may gain an eternal prize. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat eterna.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut dignificiamur promissionibus Christi.
I am Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione, and I am preparing to launch the Reverent Liturgy Project. The core of the Reverent Liturgy Project is to take the practical wisdom of priests who have successfully moved to Reverent Liturgy in their parishes and worshiping communities and offer it to priests who want to embark on the same journey but need a roadmap to get started. So, if you are a priest, we need you. If you would like to help or to learn, please visit reverentliturgy.org. Thank you for your prayerful consideration of this request.